Back in the 1970s, it was imagined we would be living and working on the moon by 1999, according to one TV series. But it hasn't happened, and may not happen anytime soon. Christopher Carson wants to change that.
I'm involved right now as a sort of a full-time occupation with organizing an expedition to colonize the moon.
Carson, a former engineering student, has started the Luna Project, which seeks like-minded individuals to help plan, build, and fund a permanent moon base.
Neither NASA nor any of the other national space agencies so far has succeeded in establishing anything really permanent.
Got a ticket to the moon.
NASA has taken the moon off the back burner and is planning a manned mission there for 2018, 46 years after the last one. A fixed moon base is even farther in the future. Carson says it's time to do things differently, and he's doing that in his recruiting process.
I've been going to science fiction conventions, to anime conventions, to various different kinds of events where you find people who would describe themselves as geeks, people who are interested in technology, people who are interested in new ways of doing things, people who aren't afraid of the future.
The future requires money, lots of it. NASA expects to spend $100 billion to go back to the moon, and that projection will likely go up. The Luna Project doesn't have much money, but Carson says you gotta start somewhere.
The biggest thing I'm trying to do is to mobilize the support that's already there, because this is the important thing. The human race can't remain confined to the surface of the Earth forever.
Lance Ligas, WBAP 24/7 News.